Welcome back to Genres, which has now, it's 2:30, become the podcast Add to Your Happiness. I'm your host, Shauna. I love saying the word genres, but it is close to my actual name.
You've melded together.
Mind meld. In the studio today, he's here, y'all. He's back. It's Stefan. Hi, Stefan.
Hello, Shauna. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm here.
When he crossed the street, y'all, he was, you know, pulling himself, taking every stride with all the strength mustered in him that he could, all the strength that he could muster together, because he's under the weather, and he's my baby brother. That's the most that I will make fun of him. Other than that, I don't give him a hard time. Anyway, this is Genres, and even though we're here to talk about sports, we Stefan brought up a very interesting topic before, while Aretha Franklin's music was playing. And what was your question? Or what was your
Well, you know how there's so many biopics out with these music artists? I was just thinking, who would make or who would play and make a good Aretha Franklin in her biopic? Because I'm pretty sure that's probably going to happen in the near future.
You are right. I don't know exactly when the release date for the movie will be or the biopic will be, but it is, if it has not been made and brought to fruition, it is something that's going to be made soon or be released soon. It's already 2019, and it says here in a USA Today article from last year, from 2018, that Clive Davis, famed music producer Clive Davis, announced at his annual pre-Grammy party that Oscar-winning actress, who did you say?
I said Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Hey!
Playing Franklin. And Franklin herself chose Hudson for the role. So, Stefan.
All right.
I would give you back one of your lifesavers, heart candies, as some sort of prize. However, you have a whole bag full over there. So
yeah, I'll just eat the rest. That's good.
Thanks, because I like them. I wanted to keep them. Anyway, yes. So Jennifer Hudson will be playing Aretha Franklin, and I can't wait. Is this a movie you would watch, Stefan?
It's not
about sports.
I would watch it. I'm a fan of the biopics.
Okay.
I just recently watched Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen.
You did see it.
That I thought that was good.
Okay.
My friend Jen didn't think it was that great. Higher standards than I.
Jen, I haven't seen the movie, but I value your opinion as well, and I value Stefan's.
And I also saw the New Edition one. That was like a 3-part series on BT. I like that one a lot. I thought that was really good.
Okay, now that's saying something, because I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. And I wanted very much to see it. I just wasn't where I needed to be or near television when it came on. I think it was BET that put it out.
Yes.
And I wanted to see that very, very much. And I still look forward to seeing it, catching it on, how can I see it? It can be... Is it on DVD? Can I get it?
It might be.
I know it probably will be aired again at some point on BET.
Yeah.
If it's not aired frequently, I don't know. I haven't watched BET for a while. If there is a card out there for me, as they call the black card, don't know if I've lost it because I haven't watched that movie or haven't seen BET in a while. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this biopic, the one on Aretha Franklin. I just her voice was amazing. I think she had a very interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if I may be frank about
pun intended?
Totally intended. I used to work at a place not far from here, and I was fortunate enough to work with a man who knew or met, had the privilege of, or and was fortunate enough to meet Aretha Franklin as a child.
Nice.
And unfortunately, the encounter was not a pleasant
one. Oh.
But, you know, as they say, she was a diva.
Mm-hmm.
And she acted as divas did. So even though he was an 8-year-old child at the time, it wasn't anything unseemly that happened, but it was just like he was a little boy and he was like, I guess, in her mind, being not so nice or something. I don't know. Even though you complimented me on my singing earlier, thank you. I didn't thank you for that. I don't in any way portend to be a diva. I'm not an Aretha Franklin, y'all, as you well know. So getting back to Add to Your Happiness, second installment of Sports Edition. Earlier this month, we had a lovely, lovely little game played in which the local team, I think they're called the Patriots.
Yeah, that's right.
Are they, you know, a ragtag bunch of misfits?
Yeah, you can call them that.
Even though they are known all over the world and a professional NFL football team.
Right.
They still could be called a ragtag bunch of misfits.
I think this season, yes.
I didn't say that, y'all. Stephon said it. So if anybody is coming after him, please leave me out of this. But anyway, so what did you think of the game?
I thought the game itself, if you weren't a fan of the Patriots, was probably kind of boring.
Okay.
The final score was 13-3.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of fans enjoy points. That means a lot of touchdowns.
A lot of back and forth. Action.
This had back and forth, but it was more punting, and that's not really that entertaining.
Okay. When you say punting, you mean kicking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. I don't know sports like Stephon knows.
Sorry, I thought you were caught up.
Oh no.
No. Okay.
See, if you're not around to teach me, I'm not going to know these things.
Okay. So, all right. Sorry. Point taken.
Okay.
I remember that.
A point on what is that called?
Extra point?
No. A point on what is it called when you're kicking?
A field goal?
No, what we were just talking about.
Punting.
A point on punting.
A point on punting.
Got it.
Okay.
We're going to take a commercial break now. And I'm totally confused now, y'all. Point on.
There are no points on punting.
What?
I was just saying, as a point to like write down, you didn't know about punting.
Why aren't there any points on punting?
There's points on a field goal, kicking.
Yes.
But punting is like you've tried to get the first down.
Yes.
You didn't get it. So you're kicking the ball away so that the other team doesn't have the ball as close to their own touchdown end zone.
Oh, you're kicking the ball away from the other team.
Right.
How dare they? Is that allowed?
Yes, it is. It's within the rules.
How long has that been going on?
I think ever since the game has been played.
They should let me rewrite these rules.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is correct. This is Genres. I'm your host, Shauna. This is the podcast, Add to Your Happiness. And yes, y'all, Stephon is back. He's here. He's in the building. We'll be back. Welcome back to Add to Your Happiness, the podcast. I'm your host, Shauna, along with the lovely, lovely Stephon. Welcome back, Stephon.
Hello, we're talking sports.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we were saying before that point you don't get points for punting.
Correct.
So what does punting – the punting allows the team with the ball to kick it away from the team, the defensive team.
You're kicking it to the team, the defensive team, but you're just kicking it further so that they don't get the ball. Like, say you're on like, this is a football field, this table.
Yeah.
You're trying to go from left to right.
Yeah.
But you don't get 10 yards in order to get a first down.
Yeah.
You're way back on your end. So you kick the ball away so that the other team doesn't get the ball, like, right there next to their own end zone.
Oh.
So they can have an easier time scoring.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you don't want that. So that's why you punt the ball away.
Okay. I'm totally on board now.
Okay. All right.
These minor things that are not explained or made clear to me. But thank you. I'm kind of caught up now. Well, I'm kind of caught up on punting. Anyway, the rest of football I still don't understand, but that's all right. Stefan is here. He can explain.
That's right.
So you were saying if a person was not a fan of the Patriots, they may not have enjoyed to a full degree the happenings of the Super Bowl, this past one.
I'd agree with that. Because it was, yeah, like I said, it was kind of boring.
Mm.
Yeah, not a lot of points scored. But I'm a fan of watching, like, special moments in sports.
Yeah.
So seeing the Patriots win.
Yeah.
That's their sixth Super Bowl win.
Yeah, right.
They're tied with another franchise, the Steelers, as the most in the NFL. You also get to see Tom Brady, the quarterback, win his sixth Super Bowl. That's the most for a quarterback. Again, special moments that probably will not happen again for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to see those moments.
Thank you. Excuse me.
So I was around in the 90s. I saw Jordan win.
Right.
The three-peat twice. Special moment. I saw the Lakers do it in the early 2000s. Special moment. I enjoyed that. I saw the Red Sox break their 86-year curse and won a championship in 2004. I like seeing those special moments. And this is another special moment in sports that I enjoy.
So you were old enough in the 90s to – how old were you?
I don't want to get specifics.
No, we're not talking specifics here. I mean – you were so when Jordan won, you were.
No, I was a teenager.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, because you okay, alrighty. And did you, the one that you mentioned? You mentioned Jordan. You mentioned another one that
the
was,
Lakers.
And was that previous to Jordan?
No, that was after Jordan. They won in 2000, 2001, and 2002.
Oh, okay. I know you were around in 2000, but...
Yes.
I know. Oh, how the times have gone by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Now, you said you got a chance to see Jordan's championships. You got a chance to see the Lakers. Who else did you mention?
The Red Sox. Like I wasn't really into baseball like way before, so I didn't see like in the 80s when they lost Bill Buckner. I wasn't around for all that.
Right.
But to see them win, I did see them in 2003, where they were a good team, but they lost, and then they came right back in 2004 with a different manager, and then they won. So that was good to see.
What do you think of? I don't know if we mentioned this the last time. During the last podcast, but what do you think of? Is it Alex Cora?
Yes.
Is that the name of his?
Yep, that's coach? The manager of the Red Sox.
The manager, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about baseball, let alone sports, or sports, let alone baseball. I don't know how that the order that's
you
to
had
go.
You had it right. The second time, I think.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but he just seems like a genuinely good guy.
He does. He does. I don't know much about him either.
Yeah.
But he does seem like very calm, relaxed. He doesn't let the moment, like, overwhelm him or get out of hand. Yeah. And he talks to the media in a very nice, respectful way.
Yeah.
And I think in the clubhouse, I think the players believe in him. He puts his belief and faith in the players, and they go out and they execute.
And isn't that what a manager is supposed to
do?
Yeah,
that's exactly what their job is. Yep.
So, I don't have any more feelings about that. I'm here to share my feelings. Mm. Stefan's here for the stats, I guess. Just the facts. Just the facts. Now, I wanted you to expound on, you know, other happenings in sports that you feel are relevant.
Let's see. Well, a favorite of mine is the Celtics. I kind of talked about them last time. And we talked about the Patriots. I like the Bruins. I like hockey. Big hockey person. Hockey gal.
Does the look on my face express enthusiasm when it
says,
comes
oh,
to
no.
How unpleasant. No, I'm just I have nothing against hockey. I wish there was a little less fighting, like a lot less fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just rolling around, not rolling around, but you're just, what is it? Sliding around on skates.
Skating around, yep.
On ice. Play the game. There's no time for fighting. And what's happening? I'm so upset with the attractive men who play hockey and losing their teeth. That is just not okay.
It's I think for most of those guys, they feel like it's a part of the game. And they look at it as a sense of pride if they have a tooth knocked out.
That may well be, but it doesn't make you look cuter. I'm just saying. And maybe you don't have to worry about that. Maybe the group is, maybe your wife, maybe the girls will like you anyway. But I'm just saying, don't lose your teeth over a game. It's just a game, man. Play the game. Hit the puck when you can and stop fighting so much and losing teeth and stuff. It's just unpleasant.
But
okay.
Some people would say that fighting is also a part of the game, even though the NHL itself is kind of trying to get away from that. They're kind of more on your side.
Thank you, NHL.
Trying to take fighting out of it. But a lot of the hockey purists think that fighting is a part of it and kind of wants to leave it in.
It's not in the rule book.
I think the rule is to let the players settle it out until one of them has a clear advantage over the other. If one of them is beating the guy up too bad, then the refs jump in and stop it.
There are rules about fighting in hockey.
No, when it comes to that, when it's just those two, they kind of let it go. In all honesty, they let it go until someone falls down and then the other one's on top of them.
Falls down. I don't
know. Or gets hit down. Yeah, you know.
Gets slammed up against. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So we've discussed hockey to a measure. Was there anything, were there any other thoughts you had on hockey?
No, not really. No,
okay.
Not really.
All okay. Right. Did you have any other topics you'd like to discuss?
I'm a big fan of soccer. Huge fan of soccer.
I remember that. Huge I remember those days when I would want to watch something and all there was on was soccer and it was on for hours. It just never would come off. I'm gaining my composure, but it's going to take a moment. So when it comes to soccer, why? Why, Stefan? Why would you watch such a game?
For me, it's entertaining. Well, I started off liking players.
Yeah.
And the way certain players play, they have the foot skill, it's flashy, it's entertaining to me.
Sure.
And so that's how most people get hooked. And that's how I got hooked.
But you have to wait so long for it.
Yeah, you do. You do. I won't deny that. It can be slow, but I found other sports that are way slower, so I'd rather watch.
As
I think baseball is a lot slower.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Why do people go to a baseball game? What is the purpose?
You could catch a home run.
You could get hit in the head also. I don't see how the two correlate, how they...
You got a souvenir, a baseball.
Or a concussion.
Yeah. Well, weigh your options.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so also with soccer, a lot of fighting.
No, there's not much fighting in soccer.
And the fans in the stands,
I'm not in the stands. I don't know about those guys. I don't know about the fans. I'm talking about on the pitch. That's what they call it.
Is that what they call it?
They call it on the pitch.
What is the pitch?
The field.
The field. Okay. Why can't all fields be the field in sports?
No, they got to switch it up. Mm-hmm. Let you know there's a difference.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep. They got to let you know.
So we've talked football. We've talked a little baseball. We've talked hockey, soccer. What else?
I don't know. We could go into detail. We can go into a little more detail about soccer.
We can?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How could we?
Well, I like certain players.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorites is Lionel Messi. You might have heard of him. No, have not heard of him. What about Cristiano Ronaldo? Internationally, these are very popular people, but in the States, they're not so much.
Fascinating.
Let's see. Oh, Pele. You must have heard of Pele.
Pele!
You have heard of Pele, or you just repeated. Okay.
I have heard of Pele. I admire him very much. I've actually watched him play.
Okay.
Just that exciting to watch. I mean, if he has the ball, something exciting is going to happen. Something interesting is going to happen.
It seemed like with Pele, he moved in like fast speed and everyone else was just in slow motion. Like I wasn't around, but watching like the replays of it, he's just moving 10 times faster than the guys around him and just looked amazing.
Didn't he though?
Yes.
Truly. Now, what I want to ask you is, do you find in the time that you have been watching soccer that there is a soccer player who compares to Pele, who comes even close to the moves, that certain something that Pele brings to the game?
For me, I think I would say Pele is probably top five best player of all time. He's in the top five, but I would have, there's a Brazilian Ronaldo. I think he's probably the best soccer player of all time. He has the speed, he has the foot skills, and he's able to score close from close or from far away. I think he is probably the best player of all time that I've seen.
You think he's better than Pele?
Yes.
Oh, come on. I know him only because I watched a little bit of the world game soccer games this last time,
because
they were on TV all the time, preempting shows that are very good.
How dare they?
How dare they? Oh. And I saw him play a little bit. And yes, he's wonderful.
Well,
he's very good.
I'm talking about a different Ronaldo. You're talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. I mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
He is Portuguese. I'm talking about there's a Brazilian Ronaldo. Same name.
He wasn't in the...
No. He's older. He stopped playing a while ago.
Oh.
He was around in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Okay.
But I'm talking about him. So it's a different Ronaldo that you saw. But this Cristiano Ronaldo is also very good.
Ew, because yes. I was about to say, he's good, but he's no Pele.
Yes, yes, I would agree with that as well. Pele is better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
But which one are you talking about now?
Brazilian Ronaldo.
What's his name?
A lot of Brazilians have like four or five names. So, but he's known as Ronaldo.
Oh, just Ronaldo.
Yes. So if you want to make the difference between him and Cristiano Ronaldo, you say Brazilian Ronaldo.
Brazilian Ronaldo. And he's not known by his last name. He's just known by Ronaldo.
I think Ronaldo is his last name.
Oh, okay.
Or it might
but
be
he's
his
only
first,
known
honestly.
By one name, as in yes. Cher, as in...
Correct, correct.
Who else? I don't know.
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Prince.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Ronaldo, Brazilian Ronaldo.
Yes.
He's Brazilian, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Pele also Brazilian?
Yes.
What's in the water down there?
A lot of good football players are Brazilian.
Really?
Yes. Here's the thing. They treat soccer and football like Americans treat basketball and American football. They grow up playing that when they're very little. So by the time they get into their teenagers, 20s, they're pretty good at it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No concussive head injuries?
That's a topic now, only because that's like a hot word in football and other sports, but not really.
Really?
No.
Very good. I like it.
Yes.
The kids can run.
Yes.
They can kick the ball.
Yes.
They don't get hurt.
Right. Exactly.
Yay.
Yep. I like that as well.
I'm liking soccer more and more.
I bet you didn't think you'd say that when you started, when you woke up today, that you would say, oh, I'm going to like soccer more now.
Well, I did say I would talk about my feelings. And yes, I like soccer more. But you're right. I did not anticipate liking it more. But I'm, you know, I can admit it. Mm-hmm. I can admit I like soccer. I hope not too many people are listening.
Oh, well, that's just disrespectful.
Sorry, soccer. Well, the time is almost up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You came, even though you were under the weather, and I'm glad.
Me too. I'm glad as well.
Well, I hope all goes well.
Yes.
I don't know if we can do this again in the future. I would like to move on from sports. So the next podcast, I think, will have another topic. But possibly in the future, we could have the lovely Stefan back in studio with his The Family shirt, T-shirt. It's adorable. Okay. It's not as adorable as Kyrie Irving, but it is adorable. This has been Add to Your Happiness, the podcast. I'm your host, Shauna, with lovely in-studio guest, Stefan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stefan.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.